We can't claim the promises of God if we're afraid of ridicule. If we're afraid of people making fun of us, if we're afraid of being seen to be foolish. I learned this as a pastor, and it began when someone was healed, when I prayed for them, when they asked me to pray for them and anoint them with oil, and they were healed. I did it more or less as a form. From then on, I never hesitated in laying hands on people and praying for healing, even though God doesn't always heal immediately or gradually. Sometimes it's that ultimate healing. He takes people home. And I realize that all healing is temporary. Good health cannot be permanent in this life, and all of the people that Jesus healed died eventually. I learned that if I'm afraid that I will look foolish by praying a prayer of faith over someone, anointing them with oil, laying hands upon them, and asking God straight away to heal them and believing that He will. If I'm afraid of doing that, afraid of what I will look like in the eyes of other people, nothing will be done. Does healing come every time? No, it does not. Does healing come immediately to everyone right away? No, it does not. But our faith is God heals every person now or in the future or ultimately when we receive our new body and we live with Jesus forever in heaven. So we obey the scripture that says, if anyone's sick, lay hands on him and anoint him with oil. And the prayer of faith will raise him up. And we just believe that. You know, they made fun of Jesus. Listen to what it said in Mark, the 5th chapter, in the 35th verse. While Jesus yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain persons who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why do you trouble the master any farther?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he allowed no one to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and he saw the tumult, and those that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, "Why do you make all this fuss and weep? The girl is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he took the father and mother of the girl and those that were with him and entered into where the little girl was lying. And he took the girl by the hand and said unto her, "Talitha kumi," which is being interpreted, "Girl, I say to you, arise." And straightway the girl rose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straitly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. You see, Jesus ignored the ridicule. He ignored what people said. He put them out of the house and went about the business of ministering to this young girl. And at his command, she arose. Never be afraid to call upon God for the healing of yourself or for other people. Pray for them. Be bold in asking God to heal. Expect that He will heal them in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help me always to believe You above the scorn or ridicule of people. And I call upon Your name for healing. I call upon You for all the needs of my life. And I believe in You and Your promises. In Jesus' name, amen.